Got it, Rex.
Hey, mate, how you going? It's Lee here with the STI there. Had the timing belt issue.
Yeah, the 09, yep.
Yeah, mate, yeah. As soon as you guys can do that, I know you said you were busy before.
If you leave it with us, we should be able to get back to you by the end of the week, I'd say.
End of the week, yeah. Would you be able to let me know how much it would cost me, like close to the estimate?
It'd be close.
I've got to move some money around, that's all.
Yeah, it'd be about 2K all up.
2K, fuck.
That's including the rock cover and everything.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, if it looks like it's going to push any more than that, then I'll give you a call straight away.
Yeah, I fucking won't get it done if it's going to push any more than $2,000. It's too much for that.
Yeah, the only problem is we won't know if it needs more until we're, like, deep in there and the things fall apart.
Yeah,
so, like, if they've damaged something else, then we obviously can't see it right now.
Yeah, right. Well, if it damaged something else, you'd bloody know it, wouldn't you? Wouldn't it be making...
Not really. Right. No, not until you pull things out. Like, if they've, you know, cross-threaded something and they've, like, destroyed the threads in the block and that sort of thing, you're not going to know until you pull it apart.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, we'll go through with it.
Yeah, easy. I'll let you know anyway. So, yeah, that's the worst case scenario. Otherwise, it'll be 2K or less, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm fucking freaking out right now, man.
we'll try to keep it lean for you.
I'm expecting to spend that sort of money on it. Fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was actually done recently. They just didn't do it properly, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. Did I send you the photo?
Nah, I haven't got it yet.
No. Oh, sorry. Give me 2 seconds. I think I forgot to do it.
Yeah,
in front of the computer. I got your email, and then someone distracted me in the front office.
No, you're all right, man. Yeah, I know you're busy. It's all good.
All right, give me 2 seconds. I'll do it right now so you can have a look at what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay, good. So with the valve cover, you did the outside gasket and the coil pack gasket on the inside. Yeah, there's three of them or something, wasn't there?
Yep, three. And then it needed the breather hoses as well, so they've been done too. That's all sorted anyway.
A breather hose, what?
The rock cover's got some breathers on them, and these things, sometimes you can reuse, sometimes they go dry and they just break. Brittle. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. No, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
All good.
I'll shoot you this photo through now.
Yep.
All right, should be coming now. There's two photos. One is of the belt, and the other one is just of the rubber deposits that the belt's left everywhere.
Oh, okay. Yep. No, you're honest. So they're a plastic belt. Just a normal belt. They're not a chain?
No, they're just a rubber belt.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah.
Obviously reinforced with, like, Kevlar, whatever they're made with.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely not a chain. The photo actually doesn't make it look as bad, just having a look at it now.
Yeah.
In the photo, you can see what I'm talking about, but when you actually look at it, it's a lot worse than what it looks like in the photo.
Yeah, right, yeah. I'm just opening it now. Sorry, man, I'm just driving to pick the missus up.
No, you're right.
Hey. Take an ages long. Anyway, man, I'll check it out, take a look at it.
Yeah, have a look when you get a chance. But yeah, you can see in the photo, there's one groove that you can see. In real life, there's a second groove further back, which sort of just looks like a mark on your belt in the photo. But they're both actually fairly deep, especially the one towards the front of the engine. But yeah, have a look.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. I'm looking at the first picture now. So what causes that?
Someone's not adjusted the time belt guide properly. So on a auto, so most Subarus have four guides. Autos only have one. So the one guide that your car has, they haven't adjusted properly, and it's pushing way too hard on the belt. So those guides aren't meant to touch the belt at all. They're just meant to be there in case it slaps a little bit and just to help it, you know, not flicker. Whereas done your one's probably touched at home and then tightened it there, and then it's chewing this deep groove into it.
Yeah,
and then obviously as it gets hot, metal sort of moves, and then as it gets hot, you can just hear it squeal. That's the only reason we heard it. Like, when it was cold, we couldn't hear anything. After a drive, brought it back in, popped the bonnet, and with the bonnet open, you can hear it squealing.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'll give you the belt as well. It's just some people don't really know, or they weren't paying attention. Like, that might have been fine with the old belt, and they've put a new belt on there, and that new belt's, you know, that little bit thicker or whatever, and it started chewing into it. Yeah, they might not have actually touched that part.
Yeah, right, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, but obviously when you do the belt, you're supposed to check everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should do. Yeah.
So they've still done the wrong thing, but might not have been completely their fault.
Yeah, sweet. No, fair enough. Yeah. So you'll use all, as you do, the Subaru actual parts, probably.
Yeah, all genuine. Yeah, all brand new genuine.
Awesome. Cool. All right, buddy. Well, we'll go ahead with that, and just let me know you're getting on.
Yeah, done. Easy. And sorry, did you say someone's already done it in Australia? Was that right?
No. The service they'd done.
Oh, okay, right. Fair enough. Yeah.
I'm guessing they probably done that and then did the service, and obviously all this has happened, so.
Yeah, right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's right.
I remember a while back, probably about 3 months ago, I thought it was actual a bearing from the pulley belt on, you know, the pulley
belt. That's pretty much what it sounded like.
Yeah, rightio. And I'm thinking, might be just just one of those pulleys that might be rooted. So
we thought it was a pulley as well, just because of the sound. It was like a metally sound, but then we popped the bonnet and pulled the cover back, and we've seen that, and obviously straight away you know what it is.
Yeah, rightio. Okay. Yeah. No, all good, man. I'm glad you found it, though. I appreciate that. Good.
Yeah, before it costs way more than just time belt.
Oh, exactly. That's what I said to the missus. She's like, oh, fuck. I'm like, oh, well, I said, if you drove it home and the belt broke, instead of just...
Yeah, it might not have broken, but now the fact that we know is, you know, I wouldn't advise, you know, trying to drive it home knowing that it looks like that.
Yeah.
That might have lasted you another 10,000. You never know, but you don't want to risk that.
Exactly, yeah. I'd rather spend the $2,000 than spend $5,000, $6,000 or whatever for a new engine.
Yeah, exactly.
If it destroys it, so, yeah. All good, buddy.
Nah, done.
Easy, mate.
All good. I'll keep you updated anyway.
No worries. Thanks for your help, buddy. I appreciate it.
All good. Thank you. See ya.
Good on you, mate. See ya.